9-5.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy all those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So much to cover, so little time. It's almost bewildering as to where to start. But I think we'll start with a story that really drives home how dire of a situation we truly are dealing with here. And then, Gardner, I think you've got something that has to do with the police state that we might touch on as well here. But when people think of the police state, they don't think about parking fines. They don't. I mean, parking fine, it's no big deal, you know, $5, $25, whatever it might be.
Well, they don't want to get them.
Right, but it's no big, I mean, it's like, whatever.
It's the low end of the police state.
Yeah,
sure.
This is just silly.
Yeah, nobody's going to lose their house over a parking fine, are they?
Lose your car.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Whoa. Did I say no one would lose their house? Well, hold on a second. Let's go to Milwaukee, the JS Online, the Journal Sentinel, jsonline.com, Peter Tubick. Ignored a $50 parking fine in 2004, and on Monday, it cost him his $245,000 house.
You're kidding me.
In what city officials believe is the first case of its kind, but I bet they wouldn't mind a few more.
Oh, not at all.
The city foreclosed on Tubick's house on West Veronica Court after repeated attempts to collect the fine, which over the years has escalated to $2,600 after their attempts had failed. According to the deputy city treasurer, he says, "Our goal isn't to acquire parcels. Our goal is to just collect taxes. It's only the last resort.
$2,600 on a $20 parking fine?
That's correct. A $50 parking fine.
You couldn't do this in the free market.
Mm-mm. What do you mean?
If, for instance, I let $50 go on my Amex card or my MasterCard.
They couldn't take your house for that?
Well, they couldn't raise it up. And how long did you say, 2004?
Yeah, 4 years.
In 4 years, they could not make that $2,200.
$2,600 in that city. Mm-mm.
Well, there's also another subtle difference, Mark, and what you say is true. But also, with a credit card company, you actually consented to what's going on there. You agreed to the credit card company's agreement when you signed up for the card. And so you understood what the terms were as far as the interest that you would pay, what percentage they would charge, that sort of thing. I mean, it's all there and disclosed for you. But the government, on the other hand, there was no consent.
You can't say that because a man exists in a certain area, was born in a certain place, and wants to live on property that he believed he owns, that he could possibly ever imagine that he is doing anything but selectively and willingly accepting all of the government's arbitrary rules and the ability to take his house by force, and if he doesn't want to give it up, they'll kill him.
Well, that is their position, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. I love living in this
and
country.
And it's a fantasy. I mean, it is a pure fantasy that only serves to benefit those who, worship the state.
$2,600 in parking fines over just a few years.
Yes, that's
incredible.
Correct. That's correct. Don't worry. The city treasurer says it's not their goal to take people's houses. He just wants to collect taxes.
I don't really care what your goal is. I care what you're doing, and what you're doing is taking people's houses.
Mark, he said it's only a last resort.
Hey, do you wonder if this has anything to do with, the mortgage bill that they just passed with all the bailouts, and they're going to have billions of dollars block-granted to the states to take foreclosed homes, to take the homes and buy them and then resell them. I wonder if this has anything to do with it. In this case, it's their power as the government to take it over this terrible $50 parking fee. Maybe it was parked in front of the mayor's house. I don't know. But
no, this is the inevitable result of all government fines. It doesn't matter what the issue was. It doesn't matter if you were riding your bike on the sidewalk or if you were smoking a cigarette in a restaurant or whatever the issue is. This is the kind of violent threat that lies behind every single thing that government does. I mean, providing you actually own a house, they can take that from you at some point if they decide that. And then if they want, they can, I mean, taking the house will probably satisfy their $2,600 debt. But if they slap you with a fine and they don't want to take your house, they could, you know, maybe take your vehicle, and they can certainly lock you in a cage.
Garnish your wages.
In fact, if you don't want to give them your house after they demand it from you, they will try to put you in a cage.
And can you know, what gets me about this is, let's say momentarily these guys look a little bit like the bad guys. Maybe a little bit to the people who are in the area, the government people.
Oh, okay.
Right? Let's say they look a little bit
because
like the bad
story.
Guys because it's so out of proportion for what some people would expect. I mean, I would expect anything from government, but some of the people in the area, maybe they're more left-wing socialist, they're fascist, whatever. They think, well, you know, we need the government to do this or do that, and people's rights have to be restricted a little bit so we can all get along, or whatever nonsense they want to come up with. So therefore, they'll say, well, you know, the parking ticket is perfectly acceptable. Even if these guys look like bad guys for a little period of time, it's not going to last that long.
No.
This guy's not going to lose his job. They might try to get some sort of policy change, but this man's never going to get his house back. It's not as if he can go and complain or do business with anybody else in some private system. No chance. The government will still be there. All the bureaucrats will still be there. And now they've got a house to sell and make more cash.
Yep, and this guy is on the street?
Yeah. And you can bet that some banker pal in the area, or some attorney or somebody who's involved and very cozy with all the local politicians, is salivating exactly over getting this house cheap because it'll be sold at auction.
Well, according to the Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Richard Sankovitz, he said that according to the story, he technically stayed the judgment to give Mr. Tubick one last chance to explain why he hasn't paid or even responded. But Sankovitz ruled in favor of the city's foreclosure. He said that the city was entitled to a judgment.
Yeah, apparently he's obligated.
So the
guy's obligated to pay this.
Isn't that amazing? How is that entitlement created exactly? I mean, I understand. Just because a man wearing a robe says something doesn't make it true. Now, if the man wearing the robe says something and everyone believes it, well, then it's as good as true. But it's still not true. Even if, you know, 100 or 99.9% of the people that live in Milwaukee say, oh, yeah, the city's entitled. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what they call argumentum
ad populum.
Yeah. Just because people believe it's true doesn't make it true.
Right.
In the same way that since people believe that the world was flat, that doesn't make it flat.
That's correct. Well, according to the story, Tubick takes the blame for disregarding the 15 or more notices he received seeking payment and warning off of the pending foreclosure on the house, which was fully paid off. It says he had a good reason. He was physically and psychologically unable to handle the situation. According to the Social Security Administration, Mr. Tubick's been disabled since 2001. He's been diagnosed with psychological disorders that limit his ability to understand, remember, and carry out detailed instructions, according to the documents from the administration. In addition, he suffers. This is the man they're kicking out on the street. In addition, he suffers from chronic pain caused by degenerative diseases of the knees and spine, as well as chronic respiratory disease, diabetes, and obesity, among other ailments.
Gosh. It's awful. You know, I'm not a big fan of mental illness. I think that it's often played up by people who want to, you know, they want life to hand its things over to them. But at the same time, I do know what it was like on my 30th birthday. I didn't get out of bed for 3 days.
Were you sick?
Nope. I did not like turning 30.
Oh.
And I think that might be overstating. Maybe it was 2 days. Either way, for a moment in time, I knew what it was like to be debilitated mentally, and, you know, just unable to do stuff. And I, you know, nothing seemed important to me. And I, you know, I didn't go to work. I didn't brush my teeth. I didn't do everything that I do every day. Just wasn't that important to me. And to assume that this man wasn't, I don't feel that it's fair of me to assume that this man somehow could have responded to these pieces of paper. I mean, obviously he could have gotten up and typed something out, but you know,
Mark, look, the state can take care of all that. You know, you got to understand. You've got to put yourself in the hands of the state. They can drug you and get you out of that. And this man was obese. Clearly, society has a responsibility to take care of that man. before he becomes obese.
And he could always go on welfare now, I guess, right, Darby? Now that he's out of the house and
I feel much happier.
I think he could have been on welfare while he was in the house.
Yeah, we'll take care of him.
Well, I don't know about
that.
He
was on SSI.
Okay, that much is true. But, you know, people pay into that, so they figure that's something they can get.
And how dare this man be obese anyway? We should definitely take his house away for all his problems.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. More coming up.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now, online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including updates. Get signed up. We will keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh you need to know about Free Talk Live, you can get on that list at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
If a socialist became president of the United States of America, what would you do? How about President Barack Obama? John McCain. Differences there. The North American Union. Unconstitutional gun and drug laws. A national ID card. What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
As we continue this story about what happens inevitably anytime government demands something of you and you don't pay attention, that you don't agree with what it is they're demanding. And in this case, it was a $50 parking fine is what they were demanding from Peter Tubik back in 2004. And 4 years later, it has resulted in the seizure of his $245,000 home, which he had paid off in full. Mr. Tubik suffers from chronic pain caused by degenerative diseases of the knees and spine. This, according to the Journal Sentinel Online in Milwaukee. He also suffers from chronic respiratory disease, diabetes, and obesity, among other ailments. In addition, he has some alleged psychological disorders. So this man had all of these problems and had managed to pay off his home during his lifetime. 62-year-old man managed to pay off his
home. Might have been his parents' money.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't care where he got the damn money from, but he managed to pay off his home. And, you know, a lot of people today, when they've got a medical problem, it's very hard for them to make ends meet, especially if they're having to buy medication and stuff like that and go to doctor's offices to, you know, have visits. And this all costs a lot of money. So it can be very helpful if you're at the end of your life and you've got your house paid off to where, yeah, you aren't having to pay that mortgage every month in addition to having to pay for all the health care costs you have. So this guy was in a pretty good place as far as considering all the problems he had. At least he had his house.
Yeah, but
you know?
Jason, remember, he was obese, he was diabetic, and we should be able to control his life. We should be able to tell
you mean
him
the state.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, because the state is us.
No,
and
I would never do this to a neighbor.
I don't know, because, you know, we're all one big social entity. We have to care for our neighbors, and so therefore it's good that he's not in his house because he'll be starving and he'll lose some weight, and that's good. So that it's a good thing. Everything, it's like that Twilight Zone episode. It's a good thing you've done, a real good thing.
Yeah, this is awful. They've taken this man. They're going to be taking this man out of his home. I presume they will be. I don't know if it has happened quite yet. This is a pretty fresh story as of a couple days ago. According to the public investigator team at the newspaper, Journal Sentinel, in Milwaukee, in several lengthy conversations with Mr. Tubik, he frequently grunted in pain and broke down in tears. Tubik said, "They're trying to take my house away for a parking violation. I know it was my own fault for letting it drag on. I've been under mental duress, and I haven't been able to handle this." Well, what? Do you have an obligation to watch the mail for every little government document that comes through as well? What if you can't even make it out to your mailbox? I mean, there is no obligation to pay these gangsters,
but
it's just that they're going to steal your stuff.
He likely paid the things he did have an obligation for, like his power bill and his phone bill and things like that.
Yeah.
So one could sort of ask, well, why didn't he pay the parking, thing? And, you know, so I guess it really goes back to the question, what is the obligation to pay a parking ticket?
Doesn't exist.
Well, they make me pay my property taxes in order to pay for their roads, and then they give me a fine for not parking on the road the way they want me to.
You know, I suppose some people would say, well, you guys are mostly in favor of voluntary societies, and the end result would be very, very much the same. If you had a voluntary society, then the man would have to. If you didn't have the government owning the roads, they wouldn't be giving out the parking tickets, but some private agency would be running the roads, and they'd be getting out the parking tickets, or they wouldn't allow him to bring his car in, or they would have to get some sort of remuneration and payment for his problem, because everybody would sign up, and he would have voluntarily signed on to the rules beforehand.
And just because he's present in a certain area doesn't mean he's given his tacit agreement to have his home taken by the government. There's no way a private entity, there's no way that anybody like me or like you who favors private societies would say, oh, yeah, when we make our rules about parking tickets, let's have the final result be that they can finally take your home.
Well, I'll tell you the other thing, if you did have some situation with a private parking lot or private roads or whatever the situation would be, is parking would be clear. Yeah. I don't know about you, but whenever I park on the a public parking space that I'm not used to parking in, here in Keene, I've kind of got it down. I know that it's,
I don't.
9 or 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, unless they have it otherwise posted.
Mm-hmm.
But I happen to know that. I figured it out over time. When I would go to Tampa, I'd get a ticket every time.
Really?
Because I didn't understand it. And they aren't clear. Even when they do have a sign up, they're not clear. I don't know what the sign is telling me.
Right. When I go to a private business and I see a no parking sign or restricted parking sign, it usually makes it very clear. You know, this is for employees only. This is for customers only. If you're here after, we're going to have you towed.
Yeah.
And in that event, in the event that your car is towed, I suppose you could say you're blind or something, but then again, you shouldn't be driving. Well, I guess there really is no real excuse for that. I suppose you could claim you couldn't read, but... Or you didn't notice it. But even if you made all those claims, the worst possible situation would be that the tow yard would have your vehicle, you'd have to pay them whatever the amount would be to get it back, $50 a night or whatever the cost is.
When it comes to a tow yard now, they have, because most of them have these sweet deals and they make whatever they want as far as rates, it's $40 a day. And if you don't like it, you can wait till tomorrow when it'll be another $40.
I understand that, Mark.
So if this guy would have waited, they would have taken his car.
Wait, who would have taken his car?
If the gentleman had been in a situation where he had had his car towed and for whatever reason decided he wasn't going to pay that bill, couldn't handle it mentally, didn't feel that it was the right thing, didn't feel that the signs were clear, whatever the reasons were he didn't pay the bill, he wouldn't get his car back ever if he didn't pay the bill.
Sure. Well, I mean, that's what you understand when you park somewhere and it's a private parking space and they tell you your car's going to be towed if you're parked here and you aren't a customer or you're not an employee. You understand that that is the eventual possibility of what could happen. But that's the worst that could happen, is that they would take your car and you, if you chose not to, would not get it back. That would be your choice at that point. It was your choice to park there. And then it would be your choice to leave your car there instead of going to retrieve it from them.
I think that it was just as much his choice not to pay that the parking fee as it was as it would be one's choice not to go to the parking, not to go to the tow yard and get your car back.
But the difference is, one is an agency that has made it very clear what it is that they're doing, and the other is a criminal gang. The other is a criminal gang that does not legitimately own the property they claim dominion over.
I agree with you that they don't legitimately own the property. That is the right of way. However, they effectively own the property.
Because they have men with guns who are willing to steal things from you in order to...
There's a guy with a gun, protecting a lot of property.
I understand that, Mark. But that property was purchased through legitimate channels by legitimate owners.
I agree with you.
Unlike these gangsters that are
and
running the government.
That's really the crux of the point.
That is the crux of the point. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Attention! This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage. If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in a bit of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the food storage secrets that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get all the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or call toll-free at 877-327-0365. Don't wait for long lines and empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include live streams. We've got a broadband and dial-up versions of the show, both free for you. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Now, they know the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so SACL staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com and visit our friends over at SACL CAI. As we continue here, I want to keep going with this story a little bit more. I know people are on the line. They do want to talk. We're going to get to your calls here shortly. But just a little bit more about the 62-year-old crippled man, Mr. Tubick, who has been kicked out of his house now, or is about to be kicked out of his house, over a $50 parking fine. A $245,000 house is what he owes. And according to a former Supreme Court justice in Wisconsin, he called the case a human tragedy and an example of how people can fall through the cracks in the system. He says it seems like a drastic remedy, but on the other hand, the city has to enforce its zoning laws. I don't fault the city for that.
Zoning? I thought this was traffic.
Parking issue. I don't know. Is that a zoning thing? He said it was zoning. He's a judge. Whatever. Anyway, he says it's a shame someone didn't intervene to help him. It would be nice if someone who worked for government would take the time and say, let's look at this and see if we're doing the right thing. It would be nice
what's
if they
the incentive
would
for government to do that?
Right. It would be nice if they would remember the human factor here. But, yes, good
but
question,
Mark. But then he went ahead and gave the house to the government.
He gave it to them?
I'm asking you. That's the judge that said it, right?
Oh, the judge? No, I think they just got him to comment on it. That's all. I think they just
this is just a judge that
yeah,
commented?
Yeah, just commenting.
Just a judge.
But the judge that gave the house away wouldn't comment.
They I don't know if we comment. Know which. Yeah, that was Senkovitz, Richard Senkovitz. He said the judge that commented that gave the house away said the city was entitled to a judgment.
Okay.
Jeez.
Tubick first got the fine for parking his Ford E-150 with no license plates in the driveway of the home, which belonged to his parents at the time. The radiator had broken, and Tubick couldn't get his plates renewed unless the van passed an emissions test.
So
he didn't have the money to make the repair.
It wasn't even a parking ticket. It was, in fact, a zoning violation for what they call a junk vehicle.
That's what it sounds
like.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You know what gets me so much about this is if you're getting involved with tort law, with the liability, you have to have an aggrieved and damaged party. And the state cannot represent a damaged party. The state
is
an abstraction.
They can.
Exactly. The state has not been damaged in any way by this, in any way whatsoever.
Yes.
So they can't, through any concept of logic and jurisprudence, anybody who's dealing with the law for like a tenth of a second will recognize there is no aggrieved party here.
Well, and our friend Sam from the Obscure Truth Network has been doing a lot of really interesting work on these issues, the issues of consent, the issues of, you know, where is the habeas corpus, where is the corpus delicti, where is the body of evidence, where is the accusing party, where is the injured party, where is all this, and how is it that you, who claim that you are going to give me this free trial, you state people, can possibly claim, or not free trial, but a fair trial, how's it you can claim to give me a fair trial when there's clearly a conflict of interest in that you are both the prosecutor and the judge? Isn't there not a conflict of interest there? And so there's all kinds of really interesting questions that one can ask when one is put into a situation like this. But unfortunately, your average American has no idea about any of this.
No,
they don't know
right.
how to go and ask these questions of these bureaucrats. And so they just get steamrolled right over on top of. And this man had a car in his front driveway, and they ticketed him for it.
You know,
he wasn't even downtown.
I got to tell you, government education is such a mess. Anybody who's putting their kids into a private school or doing homeschooling, one of the things that they stress is preparing the kids for life against the predations of the environment, the needs for work and things like that. And I think it's so important to protect and prepare kids against the predations of the state, to
mm-hmm.
teach them just what you were talking about, Ian.
Well, they're not
all
getting that in government
about
school.
The courts and, yeah, you know, you think about it, it's like, that's a whole other thing. We're watching the Discovery Channel last night, my niece and I, about attacks from various predators and how to ward off an attack by a mountain lion or a coyote or a bear or anything like that, an alligator. You know, what do you do? And I think for preparation today, we're not going to run into those predators very often, but the predators we will run into, they're human and they call themselves the government.
So again, according to the story, had the Ford parked in his front driveway at the time. Now his parents at the time, father was suffering from dementia, mom battling cancer, and he was their live-in caretaker. He needed to shop, cook, clean, maintain the house, and tend to his parents' needs. He said that at the time he thought the van repair could wait. So, you know, he's got some priorities as far as what's taking up his time and his money, and this, you know, this problem with the van, not a big priority. Let's just leave that aside. Oh, okay, I got a ticket. It's just a ticket. No big deal. I'll just leave that and, you know, deal with that later. Right. That was basically his mindset. And how many people think they're going to have their house stolen over a, you know, parking ticket? Several days later, Tubick's dad died, and he was overwhelmed. He said it was a combination of things, financial and emotional. My caregiving role all heaped themselves on me at the wrong time, and he said, I still don't function well. Month after month, the City Department of Neighborhood Services. Don't you want these people's services?
Neighborhood services.
That's great service.
Wow.
sent an inspector to the house to see if the van had moved or had license plates. Each time a new fee was assessed and a letter sent to Tubick's home. At no time did Tubick call or write to object or to explain his circumstances, city officials said. So the bureaucratic cog kept turning, as though it would have stopped if he'd said, please stop. Tubick's $50 fine escalated to $1,475, and after it was clear he wasn't going to respond, the city filed a tax lien. While Tubick paid the property taxes, he never paid the $1,475 for the zoning violation. With interest and penalties, he owed $2,645 before the city foreclosed on Monday. A code enforcement manager with the Department of Neighborhood Services said the zoning code that prohibits people from parking unlicensed vehicles in their driveways is aimed at keeping residential properties from looking like junkyards. The city issues about 1,500 fines for such nuisance violations, which also include illegally placed trash, every year. Many are for repeat inspections. Put yourself in the position of the neighbors, said the bureaucrat. Turns out, in this case, the neighbors weren't the ones to complain. Tubick had not been getting along with his brother, and his brother made the call. Oh. So his brother actually snitched him out to the code enforcers on this. Not that they wouldn't have found it eventually, but this is how code enforcers usually find out about your violations, is it some busybody neighbor of yours or somebody that doesn't like you that snitches you out to them. And in this case, it was his brother who allegedly called at the request of their mom. One day in a very bad mood, mom told me to get rid of the cars in the driveway right away. And according to the bureaucrat, if a violation exists, a violation exists. We are going to enforce a violation. If someone says I'm dealing with a death, we're going to be reasonable and give them a 30-day extension. But $1,475, that's a lot of months of mourning, not to be insensitive.
Well, the thing is it is insensitive, and the way that it's, you know, it's a one-size-fits-all circumstance is, once again, government does one-size-fits-all, defends it in saying, well, wow, whoa, we got to do what we got to do here. But if this was a private corporation that was doing this to this man, a private company, people would be like, this is disgusting. And I think most people are like, this is disgusting. But, you know, to think that one size is going to fit all, yeah, it's a long time to mourn for you and me, but what if your grasp on reality is a little shakier than others? I just can't put myself in this man's position. This is the first time I've ever heard of somebody getting their house taken away for a zoning violation of $50, and that what that says to me is that you're talking about a very rare individual. That, you know, he's down there below the one percentile in mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Because, I mean, this is obviously there's more than a million homes in the United States or whatever. So this guy's mental health situation is less than the 1%. And I don't propose to say what it's like down there.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Your calls are hanging on. We're getting to you next here. You can bring up whatever you want at 1-800-259-9231. Just another example of exactly what kind of level of threats and force are behind every single demand and law that the government claims that it, you know, has authority over you. They will steal your house. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney. Finalized the contract in London and demoed our new product in Boston. Online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Garn.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter if you buy used or brand new, in over 41 categories to shop. Lots of items, great deals, free Super Saver shipping, and a whole bunch of items. And you can feel good because Free Talk Live is getting a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls, we go to Dave, listening to WAIS in Ohio. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. Do you have any updates on the Stone River, Stone City Colt and the SLDS?
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you asked about that. I did poke around. We'll give you the update here shortly. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. Here is the latest on the FLDS, and I'm glad he asked because otherwise it wouldn't have come across my desk. Because I guess it's just not as big of news when they're not stealing children from people. You know, I mean, guys getting indicted for sex crimes, that happens every day. According to the Associated Press, five indicted members of a West Texas polygamous sect turned themselves in to authorities Monday to face charges related to allegations of child sexual abuse. The five men were indicted last week with Warren Jeffs, who was the already jailed leader of the FLDS Church. The charges stem from a state investigation into allegations that the sect forced underage girls into marriage and motherhood with much older men. State authorities raided the FLDS Yearning for Zion Ranch in April, as we talked quite extensively about on this program, eventually sweeping more than 400 children into foster care until the state Supreme Court said officials had overreacted and sent the children home. However, these guys that range from age 33 to 57 were charged with one count each of sexual assault of a child, a felony punishable by a sentence ranging from 5 to 99 years in prison. Their bond was set at $100,000 each. One of the men was also charged with bigamy, a felony with the same potential penalties as a sexual assault charge.
Marrying more than one person is the same as sexually assaulting somebody?
5 to 99 years in prison. Apparently the ranch.
You see how seriously the governments take their power. See, mm-hmm. The government believes that it has the power to tell you whether or not you can be married.
Yeah.
But, and you know, so obviously what happens to some little girl, whether this was sexual assault or not, I think is really not in question. They were consenting. It's just an age issue. But that's, to me, those aren't even close to on the same page.
Lloyd Hammond Barlow, 38-year-old on-site physician on the ranch, was charged with three counts of failure to report child abuse, a misdemeanor punishable by up to 6 months in prison. So apparently if you're a doctor and you don't report what you have noticed is allegedly child abuse,
what
then
if you don't
go
think
to jail.
It is, and then somebody else says that they do think it is,
and obviously
you made a
it
mistake.
Was.
Obviously it doesn't matter what you think, Gardner.
Wow.
What matters is what the state people say. Attorney declined to give details of what the men were accused of doing, and so these men have turned themselves in at this point. Now, what did I speculate on back when they took these kids from the from their parents?
I couldn't tell you.
My speculation was that, well, first of all, the reason why they went into the FLDS compound was allegedly because they received a phone call from someone who was allegedly, you know, having sex with some
right.
guy.
And that proved bogus.
That proved bogus. Right. They could not find the caller, and they had to return the kids eventually as a result of them having absolutely nothing to go on.
Right.
However, during the time in which they had possession of these children, which was over a month, they asked the kids a bunch of questions, and they did blood tests, and they were trying desperately to determine who was the father, who were the fathers and mothers of these children. Because the kids, they don't know. Like, they don't really know who their biological dads are because of,
And the way that the sect works is basically the woman has the children, and then the women get passed around as sort of prizes to some extent to the people that are in.
Or if a guy gets excommunicated, then he's replaced with someone else and he gets the kids, that kind of thing. So there's all kinds of weird things that go on, but this is their life. It's the way they choose to live life, and it's none of my business. But the state was saying that, well, we need to know because we've got paperwork and we've got to figure out, you know, who the parents are so we can decide, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They tried to pass it off as though it was just some sort of bureaucratic rigmarole of, you know, just trying to fill out the forms. And I suggested that what they were actually, in point of fact, trying to do was determine who they could charge with more crimes. Who was daddy? Who could we charge with a crime? That was, in my opinion,
right.
what they were.
They were basically fishing, it seemed like.
And now they've got some people that they've charged with alleged sex crimes of, you know, they always use the terminology children here, right? We're not talking about children. These, as far as I can tell, these guys are not having sex with children. They're having sex with teenage girls. Mind you, they are under the legal age of consent, but in their culture, in their society, in the society of the FLDS Church, these girls are able to consent at age 12, 13, 14, 15, or whatever ages that they are marrying
right.
off.
So what you've got is a situation that's like, sort of Aboriginal tribes or, even America, the United States, 100 years ago. I've said it before, Loretta Lynn was married at 13. Her husband was 21. So, you know, here in America, we were getting married at younger ages. So you have a different cultural scenario. Yes, it's inside the little line drawn in the sand called the United States, but it's still a different culture. And to enact the values and mores of one culture on another culture is going to cause problems.
Yep, and that's exactly what these government people are doing. They're
just trying to homogenize these people out of existence.
They're saying, we know the right way to live, and we're going to force it upon you. And if you don't like it, you're going to a jail cell. So that's the latest on the FLDS situation. Five men have been charged. It looks like they are considering more charges. So it's not over yet. And these kids are now losing their fathers.
It's good you've been following that, Ian. You know, you get a call.
Well,
like
I haven't been
the
following it. The caller asked us to check into it, so we did. And he also asked about Strong City, which was another religious group that has a little compound out in New Mexico. They're not as, I don't know if even compound is the right word, but they're not as big of a group as the FLDS. They had three of their kids stolen from them. Three teenagers were stolen. I believe it was a 15, a 13, and a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
The 13-year-old, interestingly enough, was returned to Strong City. We reported on that when it happened. And according
it does
to,
seem like the strangest part.
Yeah, according to a blog post over at Strong City's website, which was down earlier today, but luckily Google still cached the blog post, the 16-year-old female, the other one was a male, not sure what his status is, but according to their one of their latest posts, she had a protective services intervention meeting at the Department of Children and Families in New Mexico. It was to be decided in that meeting what resolution would be brought or could be brought to Heald's custody and living situation. Her name is Heald, by the way. Would she be returned to her parents so she could go...
They're telling this girl's age, name? I'm surprised at that.
Well, it's their blog.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I was thinking it was a news site.
Would she be returned to her parents so she could go free as her sister is free with them, with no strings or restrictions? Or would it be decided that she would remain in state custody, isolated from her friends and family in Strong City? They decided to keep her isolated and restricted because he says that the love of God is in Strong City, and it's the love of God they've wanted to insulate her from. You know, they're really religious people. Anyway, they want to force her from being able to follow her conscience and her heart. Willow, the 13-year-old, was given her freedom, but this nearly 17-year-old girl will remain in custody. And Willow was different in that she has parents who love her, but a decision was made today. Heald will remain in state custody. Her kidnappers will retain their hold on her. They did not free her, even though she requested to be free, but with dictatorships, freedom is not so easily attained. So apparently, I'm not sure what this young lady's parental situation exactly is, but it sounds as though they are not present for whatever reason, and she was living with the Strong City people, you know, by her own choice. They were not forcing her to stay there at all.
Well,
you can see a video.
In order to keep her away from Strong City, they have to imprison her. I mean, it's for
and
her
that's
own
what they're
safety.
Doing. Yep. So now she. So the latest there is they still have some of the Strong City kids. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to your calls. Jason in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark. Hello, Jason. Jason,
hey.
California.
How's it going?
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I was pulled over on Saturday and harassed by the police, but that's not really my point. I was driving away from it. I was kind of thinking, noticing that, you know, in California they made the hands-free law for Bluetooth communication and all that.
Okay.
Can't drive with a cell phone in your ear.
Yeah. So I noticed that they never pulled off my Bluetooth device, which was on my ear the entire time, which I had been, you know, handcuffed and put in the back of their car for unjust reasons. But I was thinking, I don't know how possible it would be, but if there could be some sort of number that you could call that would be able to record your conversations, I was thinking maybe just using your own phone recording device, but that only works for maybe a minute and a half.
Yep, there is actually, that does exist here in New Hampshire.
My service goes on forever.
Here in New Hampshire, and we'll tell you more about it here in moments, and thank you for the call. We'll fill you in with the details about what we call Porcupine 411. Hour 2 coming up, Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.